they had a contest up with 89 or flour, bread baking contest. And he told me they're offering $5 in gold. So I baked a loaf of bread, and I took those two little children in. It's the hottest day that ever was. It's in September, about the 1st of September and the last of August. About the 31st of August, I think. I took those two little children. My little boy was 5 months old, and that loaf of bread in. And I got the $5 in gold for the best loaf of bread.
Really? I bet you were happy.
Well,
on two
I was
counts.
Just so happy, and I'd give anything if I could have kept it. But we didn't have a potato.
Yeah.
And potatoes was 5 cents a pound.
Boy, oh boy.
And see, there's no potatoes growing. They had to ship down somewhere.
Uh-huh.
We took that $5 in gold and bought 100 pounds of potatoes with it. That's what went with my $5 in gold.
Mm-hmm.
Our first buggy we bought with butter money.
What did you have on your buggy to make the horses go faster?
Oh, we had a buggy whip that we could tip them with.
Mm-hmm. Make it pop?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did it have, was this a one-horse buggy or
yeah,
a two-horse buggy?
One-horse buggy, ours was.
What did you call those things? That
stuck? Shavs. Buggy shavs, uh-huh. Shavs. I still have my old spring seat out here that we had on our wagon.
Huh.
I've helped in the field many a day and with my baby tied on that spring seat.
Hmm.
I got it out of the old machine shed and had it repainted and fixed up and set it out here on the porch. And our old neck yoke, old hickory neck yoke, I fixed it up and I gave it to my daughter. It came from Nebraska. It was shipped from Nebraska. It was a homemade neck yoke made out of hickory.
Hmm.
And to Texas, and then from Texas up here. And he said all the neck yokes he'd have, well, that one would always be that he'd always have to fall back on that one. And my daughter has it now.
What did he use this with?
On the wagon, the neck yoke.
With mules? Or?
Yes, mules and horses. And
mm-hmm. Did he ever use cattle with this?
No. But I can remember that over on my father's farm, I can remember the oxen that broke our land. Just as Snooks was the name of the old man who had the team of oxen, yoke of oxen. And I can remember he'd come at 4 o'clock every morning, and I would get up and watch him come. He had a spotted one and a brindle one, oxen.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And he'd walk to the side of them, you know.
Did he have a thing to stick them with?
Yeah, punch them with.
Well, what did he call that?
I don't know that, but he had a yoke on their head.
Uh-huh.
And he plowed our land on that place over there.
Huh. I guess those animals were sturdy. You just get
them
started
sure
and
were.
Just plod along.
They were very slow, but that's the reason he would get there so early. It seems like he would have camped there with them and wouldn't took them home at night, don't
he? Yeah, it does. Maybe he just liked home.
Yeah. They lived in a dugout up there.
Hmm.
I can remember that half dugout where I was born. I can remember that they had saddles. It even burned up when our house burned up. See, there was a very strong wind that day, and it had a roof on it, you know. It was a half dugout,
mm-hmm.
and it had a window up above the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a fireplace in the end of it. It had a fireplace in the end. That's the way we kept warm in there and cooked on that, my mother and father did when they first moved over here.
Did you ever have any trouble with that old black stuff in the fireplace?
Soot? No,
uh-huh.
Not in the fireplace. In the cook stove we did sometimes. Soot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That get in the metal pipe
yeah,
and fall out?
Yeah. But not in the fireplace. Our fireplace was real good. It would draw real good.
Say, what color were the ashes when you burned them in the fireplace? If it drew
well,
they's
white, kind of gray-looking ashes.
Did you ever use these for anything?
Oh yes, they was good for fertilizer, you know.
Uh-huh.
We didn't make soap out of them though. My mother, her mother made soap with ashes.
Mm-hmm.
The soap was salt though that they made with ashes.
Mm-hmm.
With ashes, it wouldn't get hard.
Did you ever put those in a hopper and let the lye drain out, and then put that in corn?